Hi everyone, I'm going to tell you about my tool DMacaroni, which analyzes DMac reports. A lot of you might know about DMac, some probably more than me, but just to make sure that we're on the same page, I would like to say that DMac is a standard that allows you to monitor the deliverability of your email. Just by adding one or two lines in the DNS zone file, you should start getting XML reports from each domain you or someone spoofing you has contact with, at least the modern ones that adhere to the standard. There are two types of DMARC reports you can ask for. Forensic reports, they give you information about the emails that didn't get delivered, and there are aggregated reports, and they are what I'll be talking about today. These aggregated reports contain information about the amount of emails sent, divided by each IP address, but they also say how many of them passed DKIM and SPF, the total reporting period, and if they got delivered or not. It all starts by adding a DMARC policy to your DNS. These policies instruct people about what you want to happen with your mail when it hits their server. DMARC is just about reporting. The heavy lifting is done by two other standards, namely SPF and DKIM. SPF allows you to whitelist IP addresses. If any emails are sent from these IP addresses, the receiver may assume that it is you sending them an email, obviously disregarding broken implementations that were vulnerable to SMTP smuggling. DKIM is a much more recent standard that follows another form of logic. The receiver can check if the email they received really came from you because it carries a cryptographic signature. These two are complementary. SPF restricts where in the network emails can come from, and DKIM provides a proof of origin on the envelope. They break in a different way, and so you want to have both act as each other's fallback. If your email does not carry your signature and it doesn't come from one of your own email server address, you probably don't want anybody thinking you actually sent it. That is why you need to add a DMARC policy. The first policy is none. In other words, do nothing. This is the dry run you turn on just because you start getting serious. You start getting all the reports to monitor your email traffic until you are 100% certain that everything is configured right. All emails should be accepted whether they pass DKIM and SPF or not. None means that you are still really vulnerable to spoofing and run the risk of large spam and malware being sent from your domain name. The next policy, quarantine, instructs recipients to quarantine the email. What quarantine actually means is not well defined. It can be a custom implementation added to a folder named spam or something else. The reject policy says that any receiver should just outright reject any emails not passing DKIM or SPF. This is where you ideally want to be. To make sure that you can switch to these policies, to a quarantine or reject policy, you want to make sure that the emails you send yourself pass both DKIM and SPF. For this, you want to analyze the reports sent to you by your contacts, but nobody wants to read all raw XML files themselves. This is where my project fits in. Before I started working on the DMacaroni, I couldn't find any FOSS tooling to analyze and visualize this data well. There was one really basic tool, but it just didn't, written in Python, but it just didn't have the features needed. And there are some proprietary tools, but that would mean that you would need to send access to your data about all the people you send emails to, how often do you, and who might be trying to impersonate you. So that's why it is needed for the ecosystem. People running their own mail infrastructure should be able to locally run a tool, giving them insight in the deliverability of their own emails. But I would also like to tell you why I started working on this, because I know it doesn't sound like a sexy subject that the students would randomly get into. Our family is pretty technology savvy, and we use our own vanity domain name to keep our email independent from ISPs. You don't want people to not be able to contact you when you want to switch internet service providers, and using Gmail or Outlook is not something that is an option for us. Our DNS hoster has a nice feature where email is forwarded in a traditional manner. That setup has been in place since before my birth and predates SPF. Almost 2 years ago, I applied for the Bachelor of Computer Science and Engineering in Eindhoven. In the Netherlands, this is a numbers fixed study, meaning that there are only a limited amount of spots and you need to take an entry exam. After my initial application, I didn't hear anything back from them for a few weeks. I knew they needed some information from me, but I had already provided that the year before. I did get regular messages from the university about all kinds of other matters, so I had no reason to doubt my setup. I see I only have 5 minutes left, and I want to show some about the tool. So it turned out they sent me emails they got in my guaranteed folder. I didn't reply, and I got rejected. So I wanted to show them. I didn't get allowed to make the exam. So I... So I thought if I would make a tool that shows them that their email they're sending does not have DKIM on it and didn't arrive at my place, they might still want me in the program. But they didn't in the end. I'm studying electrical engineering now. Luckily, I got a grant from SDN funds to work further on this. So I got to work. I started with the server side. It's written in Haskell, which is a functional language and type safe. And it looks a lot like math, so it seems perfect to easily manipulate large sets of data. And it is the first language that I learned, so it was easy for me. The server currently is a command line tool with a DALL config file. There are different types of input you can give it to, although I would like to add also IMAP and POP3 support. You hand it your raw XML reports or mail files, and then it validates the supplied XML with the RelaxNG schema. Some big players like Google didn't perfectly comply with the standard, so I also wrote a more relaxed schema. Then I aggregate all the data on different levels. There's an overview level. There's info per domain and info per report. I map the given IP addresses to ASN numbers, which basically are their service providers. And their location, so you can also get information about the place people are spoofing from. The tool internally stores the data as XML, but like I said, it can also output in different formats. Currently, it does XML, JSON, and CSV, but it's fairly easy to extend that. Then I wrote a client in Elm, which is another type-safe functional programming language inspired by Haskell, but focused on designing user interfaces. What's nice is that you write clean functional code and it compiles down to JavaScript, ready for the browser. It's a web app that allows you to drill down the data via tables, graphs, and pie charts. The functionality is currently still focused on analysis of the deliverability. I definitely don't think that one tool will cater for all needs and use cases, and certainly there are people with much more experience writing slick front ends than me, so that's why I split the server part and the client part. It would be really nice to see other people creating their own clients, and of course, doing it in their language of choice. If anything is needed for that on the server part, like different output formats, please let me know. And of course, patches are welcome. Then there is more stuff I would like to see happening. Next to me learning how to make a better UI and smarter ways to visualize the data, I also want to make a separate panel focus on spoofing, because it should be possible to map all hosters to abuse addresses so that people can easily contact the relevant parties if they need to act on some attack. I also think it could be insightful to see which domain a certain attacker is interested in. Are these random other people or important clients, suppliers, or personal friends? Another roadmap item is to incorporate forensic reports in my analysis because they can provide useful fine-grained information about emails that didn't get delivered. And I want to write more extensive documentation, of course, and make a desktop and mobile app so people can access the relevant information more easily. Lastly, being able to send notifications when something is going wrong, for example, emails not arriving that should be, or an attack taking place, I think would be useful. And there could be more logic on this side as well. Currently, I analyze things, but automatically flagging trusted sources when your SPF records change or suggesting things like whitelisting a certain IP address when it consistently passes DKIM but isn't included yet in the SPF record might be useful. Thank you all very much for listening. This is all I have to say about DMARC Roni for today. Please check it out at git.isroot.org/alanrs. Once you've returned home safely, here are also my contact details if you want to reach me. I hope the name DeMarcaroni is annoying enough to be memorable. And it's for software, so if you think someone you know could benefit, do refer them to me. One small thing, thank you SDN Funds for the grant, the people at SDN Labs for their valuable advice, the people at Platform Internet Standard, of which I see here, for already giving some moral support and talking to me, and Koen de Jonge at Procolix for providing me with VMs for testing the infrastructure. And the authors of DMARC with their standard almost turning 10 years old next month. So thank you very much. So the question is, what an acceptable failure rate would be, if it's 1% or 5% or something else. I think I shouldn't decide that. It depends on who uses the tool. Like for me personally, if 1% doesn't arrive, I wouldn't bother. If 3% doesn't arrive, I also might find it okay, but if I need to send out really important emails, I would want to make sure they arrive. So that's why the analysis per domain is useful, so you can actually flag clients or contacts that are important to you and make sure that all the emails to them arrive. Yes? So the question is that if the email doesn't arrive at the other person's end, if there would be a possible solution to prevent that or to gain insight. I think working together with an email server like Stalwart or Mux maybe could be useful to see the outgoing email and the reports you get back. So you can actually see if they also reported on the emails you sent, especially for important clients that would be.
I think we have a direct response. They are already?
Same thing.
I don't know what you actually say. First,
question. Do you verify DMARC reports when they get in? Because standard says they need to be ticking signed. And do you have a kind of reputation for who sends reports to you? Because I might get sent you wrong.
I thought about there. Okay. Do I verify the DMARC reports coming in? I don't fully yet. There are some small mechanisms I check. If the sender matches the sender in the report, and if the, like seeing if the report is valid, at least make sure you don't get any information breaking your system. But I would like to add more verification at the front end. Yeah. It is needed, but it's currently not in the tool yet. But I will look into it after Foston.
One more question here, I think.
More of a comment. Regarding tracing email that doesn't arrive, this was a topic at the IDF about 20 years ago. Resulted in RFC 3888, which then pretty much didn't get implemented. It's a fairly nice standard, not all that difficult to implement, but the people who cared about it didn't care enough to actually go and implement it. Shit happens.
Okay.
So maybe just for the microphone, what was the RFC?
3888 is an RFC.
The DSM,
what was that called?
I don't remember its name, but 3888.
Okay. All right. Any further questions? I think that we are done. So thank you again for the nice presentation.
Thank you very much.